Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise here at the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Today is, anybody want to take a guess? You probably already have. Time's moving on. May the 16th, 2021. I welcome you here at Faith Studio One this morning on a rainy Sunday all week long in the great state of Texas, at least in Fort Worth and Dallas area in the Metroplex. I want to welcome you all again to Sunday Morning Praise. I want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can email us at morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Just check that like button. Share my podcast anytime. We're all over the market. And I want you to sign up on that. Well, not even sign up. Just accept us on that, because we do live casts from time to time. And we also have special guests from time to time that are on the air. All right, well, Scripture reminds us today, we're going to talk a little bit about a sure supply. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 19, Scripture says, "My God shall supply all your need." You know, one lesson that Jesus would teach us is to have confidence that God answers every true petition. Skeptics may question it. Humanistics may deny it. Our intentionals may ridicule it. Yet here is God, is Christ's promise. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what your desires and it shall be done. Find that in the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 7. So let me ask you all something. Does this verse mean that God gives us a blank check, so to speak, when we pray? And also, I want you to think about something else. Does he promise to give us anything we want if we just keep asking? Well, the simple answer to that would be no. You see, friends, God loves us too much to answer prayers that are foolish or that might harm us. But the closer we get to him, the more we abide in him, and the more his word abides in us, the more we will desire what he desires, and the more our prayers will reflect his will. The Bible promises that no good does he withhold from those who walk in blameless. And find that in the book of Psalms, chapter 84 and verse 11. Trust the promise with all your soul. Amen. Amen. All right, let's kick it off with some coffee. You are a child of love. We the kingdom. Good morning, Sunday Morning Praise. Trying to satisfy my soul. Amen. And you are, and I am a child of love. Good morning on Sunday Morning Praise. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. I want to thank each and every one of you as you're just faithful listeners, as you tune in, as you listen to everything that we do. We biblically teach. We have the humor or the Christian comedy. We have guests from time to time. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for loving our show. We're working on 3 years, which is around the corner. Great big huge celebration. We got more guests that's going to be coming on our live cast. Again, I want to remind you, like us on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Just check that like button, guys. You can still follow me too. And on our networks, all of our major networks, and our military troops out there, USO Radio Network. By the way, let's thank each and every one of our armed forces. And let's give them, I want to go ahead and give them a big cheer. And I want to give them a round of applause. And good old-fashioned, our trademark, Morning Crow this morning. That's right. That is right indeed. We love our U.S. military people. You know, there was a fact that I had heard on the news yesterday, in fact, and they said, you know what? We, as Americans, and all across the world, actually, have drank a lot of coffee. In fact, statistically, coffee jumped up 37%. Get ready for high prices. Stock up on your coffee. We love our coffee show, right? All right, Sunday Morning Praise, get coffeed up, donut ready, whatever it may be. Rich Mullins, hit it off for us. Sing your praises to the Lord and let's rejoice.
love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true. By his mercy he proves he is love.
Somebody give me an amen. Amen. Sunday morning praise, May the 16th, 2021, half through the month, just a day past the half through the month, or may you already be there. A couple of more weeks into Memorial Day, we'll get a little bit of a break, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well today. Hey, let me ask you a question. How free are you? Very free. Share the gospel. Share the word. The chains have been broken. Christ is in your heart. We are what? Free. I am free. You are free. We're all free. Sing it, boys. Newsboys, that is. Sunday morning praise.
Praise. season, a night force in pushbacks. After the heartache, a wrong turns and sidetracks. Just when they think they got you, game, set, match. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback. Just cause you laid low, got up slump, unsteady. Don't mean you blacked out.
And I sense and feel a comeback for a lot of us. Amen. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I'm having a fun time here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. And boy, it's a rainy day. I can hear the rain just pouring outside Faith Studio 1 this morning. If you're on your way to church, especially in the Metroplex or wherever you may be, grab an umbrella or your rain jacket and be safe when you drive to church. Allow yourself plenty of time. And tell your friends about us, guys. Play this music on and on. You know, we really appreciate that. All right, we're going to talk another Bible devotion on a Sunday. Now is the time. You know, Scripture reminds us in the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 14. You do not know what will happen tomorrow. Here's a true story. Billy Bray, he was a godly clergyman of another generation, sat by the bedside of a dying Christian who had been very shy about his testimony for Christ during his life. In fact, the dying man said, "If I had the power, I'd shout out to the glory of God," Billy Bray answered. "It's a pity you don't shout glory when you don't have the power." You know, guys, I'm wondering, how many of us will look back over a lifetime, the wasted opportunity, the ineffective witness, and the weep because we did not allow God to use us as he wanted? Scripture reminds us in the book of John, chapter 9 and verse 4, night is coming when no man can work. If we are ready to study Scripture, if we're ready to spend time in prayer, if we're ready to win souls for Christ, if we're ready to invest our finances for his kingdom, it must be what? Now. Amen? Amen. All right, T-Mac, kick it off. Everything. You are everything. Remember that.
My space invaded, upgraded.
See you in every little thing all day. No matter
See
My friend, the late Carmen, had to close that one out on I Surrender All. Well, we got to close out in a prayer, and I've got to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1 in the rain with my umbrella. I'm very smart with that. I want you all to have a great week. We got a great podcast show coming up. We got Coffee Talk. Should have that out tomorrow. I'll be doing Coffee Talk tomorrow right here back at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. I want everybody to have a great Sunday. And I want you to know that you are loved and that God has you, okay? And if you're discouraged, we're here to encourage you. We want to uplift you with some uplifting music. If you ever have any request on special music, hey, I want you to email it to me or put it on our comment page and we will look it over and implement it in coming up on the next Sunday morning praise. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do, Father God. I just pray you be with us on a Sunday. Let us have a good day. Those that are going to church, those that are worshiping you, we should always be worshiping you and thanking you for everything you've done for us in our lives. The ones that are sick, may you touch and heal them. As we go into post-COVID, we just pray for continual disappearance of this horrible, horrible pandemic. And the ones that have lost loved ones, I just pray that you just be with them and wrap your arms around them. For we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Again, guys, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a blessed Sunday. We will talk again soon. Bye for now.